Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
We had a couple of assignments over the weekend. On Friday, the karmic conversation holds the answer. However, the way the conversation is framed causes us to go to what is not so rather than what is so. For example, the whole conversation about not spending money on a massage keeps in place a sense of inherent unworthiness. Having or not having a massage does not address this issue, but the conversation frames it so that not having a massage makes me worthy. The answer is my worthiness is not conditional. What is the answer that is revealed to you by the karmic conversation? Record and listen what you see. Then on Saturday, what we realize is that suffering in any content area is caused by the karma, not the content. However, we are conditioned to frame it around the content. Your assignment, choose a behavior change that addresses the karmic bamboozle, not the content issue. Make sure you choose something that is within the focus for the month and can be practiced for a week. For example, I suffer because I believe that I'm not worthy of enjoying what takes care of me. The behavior change I practice is each time I spend money, I do it with a big smile and a thank you as a way of acknowledging my gratitude that it's mine to spend. Make a commitment poster that states your behavior change. Make a recording that, one, refutes the self-hating messages, and two, replaces the conditioned conversation with what you choose instead. And then on Sunday, beginning today, your daily practice will be to, one, start your day by listening to your recording from day 20, two, practice your behavior change, and three, record what you notice at the end of the day.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. Here we go. Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Jennifer from Whidbey Island, Washington.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hey. Boy, this is tricky business.
This is big stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're in the deep end of the pool.
We really are. Well, underneath it all, I think the karmic thing for me is the worth. And there's like this belief that I have to earn my worth. So if I have money I didn't earn, then I don't deserve it. And there's actually no way to earn my worth because that's an ever-raising bar.
Right.
And I suddenly realized that, and I had this story that, you know, you're born and you have to earn your way through life. And to, you know, kind of pay for your existence. And and I thought, you know, when babies are born, we all love them immediately. We don't say, hey, we'll wait until you earn it. So,
right.
Yeah. So when it came to money, it was like I'm either penny pinching because or I have money that I didn't earn and I suffer either way. And so I came up with, whenever I have something to do with money, either spending it, saving it, managing it, it just when money comes to mind, I'll just sing happy birthday to remember that everybody's born worthy.
Uh-huh.
And that has been making me laugh all day long because I bought something at a thrift store and then I said, happy birthday.
Uh-huh.
Great.
Yeah. Yes. Of course, the most famous line, I guess, on this subject is the rain falls on the just and the unjust.
Mm.
And that idea that ego slides in there that we can deserve. It's so ugly, right? It's ugly for us because, as you say, the standards are ever changing. So I'm never going to be worthy based on that. And it puts me in a position of judging other people because if they don't have, they must be unworthy.
Yes.
Right? And yet, as you point out, when we came in here, none of those issues were at all relevant or the point or they
not
would be absurd.
All. Not at all. I have a 6-month-old granddaughter, and so I just... think about her, and I think, well, that's a stupid conversation.
Right.
Well, so I just think, let's apply this to me, too, and everybody else.
That's right. And because, you know, I just, when you said that, there's another really ugly thing that this puts in place, which is the assumption that without all of that judgment, criticism, self-hate, we wouldn't participate.
Mm-hmm.
And yet with mm-hmm. children, as your granddaughter grows up, you know, she's going to increasingly want to participate, to play, to be engaged, to be involved.
That's what I love
right
about her. Play. She's full on engaged already.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we take away from children by giving them these standards that they have to meet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Until finally, most people get to the point of, I don't want to participate at all. I go to work because I have to. There's not joy in it. It's not a, yay, I'm contributing to the world. This is what I need to do to get what I need to have, and it's never enough, and I'm never good enough, and, you know, that those awful stories.
Yeah. So happy birthday is what I say.
Happy birthday. Big smile, a thank you, and a happy birthday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky, and happy birthday.
Yeah, and we could say that for other people. You know, if somebody close to you gets something, you can say to them, well, happy birthday.
And excellent.
Share the wealth.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
All
you.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer.
Go happy.
Go happy.
And thanks, Jennifer. What a lovely practice, Sherry. Happy birthday. That we focus our attention on what is true. That we don't have mm-hmm. to, we never earned our way into existence.
Right.
And therefore we don't have to earn our way into existence.
Yes. Yeah. We don't have to justify our existence. We're here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We love all kinds of birds who don't do a darn thing except fly around and sing. Right? We love trees that don't produce anything that we're ever going to make use of.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Our experience is so unconditional towards things except for ourselves.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and, you know, when I said that, I thought, and, you know, therein lies the problem. Because that sort of unconscious thinking applies everywhere. And so, you know, we can just cut down trees and we can just poison everything in the yard, including the frogs and the birds and the because it's all part of that same unconscious you either directly earn it or you don't deserve it. You don't deserve to be here.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. This is Jen in Pennsylvania.
Well, hello, hey, Jen.
Hello. I'm so glad we're doing this. It's been, like a lot of callers have said, like money is just a mess. There is so much of, gosh, the conditioned like mess of thoughts that I've been trying to even like be able to see, let alone kind of wade through. It's really, whoa. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most of it coming down to feeling bad.
Totally. Yeah, there's a lot of that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, and so I think kind of flavors of the last call, a lot of the karma and the stories is like you have, it's a really similar thing because it's kind of like you have to work hard. And I used to be the primary breadwinner in my relationship and I'm not anymore and now I don't make enough money, and so therefore, you know, there's just so many things wrong with me, and I don't work hard enough, and I don't therefore deserve, and by the way, I don't understand it, and I, you know, there's just all these, I don't understand money, and I'm good at money, just layers and layers and layers of, and as you say, all going to feeling bad,
even within that scenario, then, you say you work hard or you whatever happens and you do have money, right? Then we have to feel bad for having money when other people don't have money. So there's really, you know, when we're in that conditioned orientation, there is never going to be a happy ending. There just isn't.
Exactly, exactly. And that's kind of what I got to with the behavior practice that I am working with, is just to do a 5-minute sit, like a little additional sit through my day, in well-being. Like I even have on my poster, like, you know, to smile at the start of the sit, like to just like drop all the, like, here's all the things that are wrong with you. And because that's what the whole thing is, you know, there's all these things wrong about you and everything, but especially you and money, and you need to look to me to get it all right. Like that's that whole system. That's the, you know, the clue is in the conversation assignment that we had, like, right, you know, it's telling me like go to it to get it all fixed and worked out, but actually the not place is do not go to it. Like if I just to drop all of it, you know, and just be in well-being and just breathe and smile and have a little quiet moment in nothing wrong is what I want to practice. And in that place, I can feel like that's my best shot for then life to inform whatever there might be to, like, there are some, you know, in fact, money things that I would like to see some shifts with, but it's not going to come in that mess of layers and judgment. So I'm going to, you know, I want to practice to, like, stop all that and just be in the well-being and, you know, get out of that so that life has a chance to drop in what might be there to drop in.
Yes, yes. And it's so important to see that that conversation will never lead to anything of it feeling bad, right? I mean, once we see that, then the willingness to drop it and to just be here and open and available, it becomes and just downright intelligent, right? It goes from, well, that would be a really nice thing to do, to, no, that's how I'm going to save my life. Here is the only place that any of that is not going to be ruling your life and torturing you. So here is a matter of life and death. I got to stop. I got to slow down. I got to sit still. I got to be looking to that still small voice.
Yeah. And I am just so grateful that, you know, that's what is modeled and that's what we are encouraged to in this practice. It's just, you know, not a conversation that I can find a lot of other places. And I'm so grateful, you know, that's what's going on, and that there's so much patience with, like, yep, we're going to keep looking at this, you know, for however many years and how. So, yeah, just a huge thank you for all of it. Yep.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because as we point out often, it takes all of us, doesn't it? It takes us all being in this conversation to realize this is the conversation we want to be in, not that one inside our head. So, we're waking up from a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Jen. It's such an important thing to get, right, Cherry, that the root of all misery is in a conversation. And so the behavior change is the multitudinous ways in which we can practice being present.
Mm-hmm. Getting out of that conversation and getting here.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and also what Jen pointed to is to participate in an arena where the conversation is not given credence or credibility or reinforced or supported.
Right. Right. So you can't come to this practice and attempt to get support for maintaining self-hate.
Yes.
It's just,
there's nothing for the ego in it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just not going to happen here. And so if we can, keep bringing ourselves back to practice, then we're going to be bringing ourselves back to dropping all of that stuff and being here.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Nobody there?
It must be triple muted or something. Hang on. Let me see if I can do it one more time.
Okay.
Hello, next caller. You're now live on the air.
Oh, you got a big echo.
Hi, this is Therese.
Hey, Therese, are you on the computer and the phone at the same time or any of those tricky little things?
No, I'm just on my phone, and I don't think it's I don't even think it's on speaker. Usually I have it on speakerphone.
No, you sound good.
Oh, I do.
There was a big echo, but now you sound good, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, and happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Since we're doing the whole happy birthday thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, gosh, you know what my behavior change is? The wording of it is perfect and divine timing. And I just have to say, like, I stepped away from the phone, and I came back, and it said, you're unmuted. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm unmuted. I was perfect and divine timing right here.
Uh-huh.
Right? It just feels like that always happens, especially with these calls. It's so great. So, okay, what am I seeing? So the behavior change, is that that's what we're looking at, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it feels, I don't know, it just feels so great. It feels so connected. Like this time around, it feels like how we're doing it and having it be sort of this, the, you know, different content pieces that we're looking at, but the same process, of course. I love seeing all the connections too. Like I have it, like mm-hmm. it all just seems to be like this beautiful tapestry coming together, you know, and just seeing it more and more. And mm-hmm. So this behavior change for me is, so what I kind of am doing is I do this thing, I just stop and I just let it drop in, perfect and divine timing, and then I just see what is it that I want to do right now in uh-huh. terms of the behavior. Like, you know, so for me too, the content with money, like, okay, so with my work, like I'm really trying to build my business, you know, and for me, money has, this whole month has been looking at what is self-worth, right? Like mm-hmm. self-care. So last month was mm-hmm. self-care, and this month has really been around self-worth. Like, yes, mm-hmm. I'm worth it because I'm my own business and I have to say how much, you know, people say, how much do you charge? I have to tell them, you know, mm-hmm. and then I have to receive it. And for so long there was all this, oh, you're not, why are you taking money? You know, and,
right.
and what is, you know,
not that much, right? Why are you taking money?
Right.
Why are you being paid?
Yeah. Right.
Truly, for a lot of folks, that's the first step, right? And then beyond
that,
yeah.
It's huge. And what feels mm-hmm. really different this time, though, as I look at it, is, oh, gosh, I just lost it. But it was something around, no, yes, I am worth this. Like, yes, I do have a lot to offer. That's mm-hmm. what I've been seeing is I had so I was doing a workshop and I was doing it in a place where I was projecting that they were expecting someone from like Stanford with a PhD and this huge, you know, pedigree. And I thought, well, honey, that's not what you're getting, you know, like it's not, you know, like, I didn't go to Stanford. I didn't do, you know what I mean? Because we're in the Bay Area mm-hmm. here and I was just all this stuff floats around in my head and I get there and I have all that going on. Like, oh, they're not gonna. And oh my gosh, of course, right? After the workshop, they were like, when are you coming back? Let's schedule you now. You know, and it was just the greatest thing for this being to hear. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
That stuff matters.
And you know what, Therese? That points at something really significant in this, and that is the getting out there and participating. Because
right.
so much of what that system wants to do with us is keep us afraid and small. So
yes.
you would never have that experience and you would never confront the lie that the system is telling.
Right. Yeah.
So
and exactly. And that's
else, right. And the courage to go out there. And if they throw tomatoes at you, well, okay, that would be an experience too, but the reality
right.
is they're not going to, right? They're
right.
not going to.
Right. Well, yeah, and then, you know, and even when you were saying that about the throwing tomatoes, like I was just having, like I had a quick flashback to you had come and you had done a workshop with colleagues of mine years and years ago, and someone made a comment, and I thought, oh, my God, I can't believe this, and you were just boop, right there with him, you know? Like it didn't, you know, like that's what, and then I got it, like, oh, So that's what's going on for him. You're not taking that on, you know? You just were there for him. And then to say that to me, like, I'm going to be right there. And, like, that's kind of what I just kept saying is, I'm just going to be right there. And, I mean, at the end, they were, like, crying and totally into it. Like, when are you coming back? And one of the feedback was, you were just so present. And I just, like, wanted to cry because I thought, that's all I want. I just want to be present.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So thank you. And, just this practice is just
ego,
like, oh.
Ego wants to make it about the money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what you can see in that whole thing is that all misses the point. You need the money because you have to assist to support your family, and you have children to get through college and all of those. That's why you need the money.
Right.
It's a completely different conversation from what you're doing and what you're offering and what people are receiving. They really don't have anything to do with one another, but they've become so merged in our egocentric approach to life.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
Right. Well, thank you. Yeah, so good.
Good to see, huh?
Good to see. Really good to see. And then just really good to see, too, when you said it's not even about the money, that it was like, and since we're really looking at money this month, it was just so good to see that sort of that connection, though. You know, the, I don't even know how to put it into words, but just to say, like you said, like, yes, it's okay to say, this is what I charge. You know, or this is what I, you know, and that just feels really big for me. So I just wanted to point that out, you know, that yes, it's okay to say yes to that, you know,
absolutely,
and not let that part go. Like, yeah. So I think that's really what you're pointing at too, is yes, that's part of it, but that's not what it's about. So anyway,
precisely. That's what ego uses to keep us stuck.
Right.
And it's irrelevant. But if we'll stumble over it, ego will use it.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Stay happy.
Oh, you go happy too. Thank you. Okay. Thanks, Sherry.
Thanks, Sherry. Sherry, you know what I was seeing about that was we've been looking at self-hate as a process of negation, right? That the self-hating negates life, basically. And so there's a conversation we're in which says, well, the degree from Stanford is worth something, but you're not. But life is not worth something, just as it is present.
Mm, wow.
And that
that's
way
awful.
In which we're conditioned to believe that somehow or the other we earn our worth through some credential that's granted from the external environment, and there are degrees of that. And that determines our acceptance by other people, whether, you know, we look for it in terms of qualification from someone, or whether we believe we're not qualified. But that whole dynamic just basically reinforces the orientation that as we are, as not as we are, as egos, but as life is, there's a value that can be superimposed on it, and it inherently it's not valuable. And to really get to where Therese was getting to, which is this life form, this life force is inherently valuable. From that place of equanimity, the content of money comes from a very different place. There's no question of self-worth or qualification that really drives how much can I charge.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two not relevant. They're not connected, right?
Yeah.
So from a place of saying, this is life's offering, and therefore it's inherently valuable, then the dollar value you put on it has no charge. But you have to get to that place of acknowledging that we acknowledge life as inherently valuable and important and expressive and contributing and
in all its forms.
Yes, in all of its forms and all of its manifestations.
Mm-hmm. And so I know we probably should go on, but what you remind me of is years ago being in Manhattan during a garbage strike. And I thought, you know, the highest paid people on the planet should be people who deal with garbage. And mm-hmm. and I get there with, well, teachers obviously should be among the highest paid people in our culture. But I think, you know, when I'm hungry, the person who cooks food for me and the person who brings it to me are easily as valuable as the person who does anything else in my world, right? And so the ego has parsed it out in a way and caused us to believe only these contributions are valuable in a way. This is how much you should be paid for making that contribution to society. And the whole thing is so awful and really disgusting. And yet we've been brainwashed into buying it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And on our own, and of course, in a happy birthday attitude of mind, we can stop doing that. We can stop believing that.
Yes, yes. Which this conversation from all of our callers this morning has been pointing at, presence is what mm-hmm. people are truly attracted to.
Yes. Yep. Whether
and
it's
reward.
Good food,
right?
Or good food, mm-hmm. or. So, yeah, so the farmer who's growing the organic food, the teacher who is really devoted to the students, the you can't put a price on these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with worth.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. All right, we have time for one more caller, Sherry. Here we go. Our next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning.
Hello.
I'm sitting here.
Where are you?
I'm sorry, Linda Joy, and I was caught off guard this morning. It's so close to the end of the show, I thought, well, anyway, I just want to thank you for everyone for the sharing this morning. It's been awesome. And I guess I'll just share, since we are to the end of the show, that one of the things I'm trying to do differently is to know that I am worthy. My husband surprised me with a four-week trip to April. We're leaving the first week of May. And I'm finding that I'm reluctant to share with others because I feel like I have so much more than other people in my life.
Uh-huh. And hopefully you're seeing that as bogus.
Well, I'm starting to, but it's been a big part of my life that I don't, mm-hmm. you know, I don't deserve. My sister taught me that one very young, that it all should be hers. And I think that it's been a huge part of who I am. It's like, well, I have this, now who do I give it to? And I think one thing that really helped me move through that recently with you is I was sitting here one day listening to someone, and I realized that instead of saying, I'm only a substitute teacher, I said to myself, I am one of the most awesome substitute teachers in the world. I'm sharing my gift. I'm doing it differently. I'm moving into music. I'm taking this music class online because I want to bring music back into the classroom, and I'm trying to figure out how to do that. And I thought, what's wrong with you, Linda? Look where you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we know there's nothing wrong with Linda. There's lots
no.
wrong with self-hate.
No.
That's and,
right.
And so with that, to be able, you know, so I have this, who can I give it to? That
yeah.
actually is not a bad attitude of mind, right?
No.
If it comes from a
no.
place of open-hearted, open-handed sharing. So because we
yeah.
do want to share everything with everybody. We want everybody
yeah.
to have plenty. And, of course, it's a lie. The scarcity is a lie. We have plenty
yes.
for everybody, and there's plenty to heal this planet, and there's plenty to solve every issue that we have. And so to stay in that I don't deserve place really feeds that lie of scarcity, keeping people in deprivation, and the self-hatred, and also often the resentment that goes with that. All of the stories of I work really hard and I can't, you know, all of that. Whereas if we're receiving the abundance and we want generously to share that, to me, that's the direction that we want to go in.
Yes, and I think I'm doing that. One of the callers this morning was saying happy birthday, and I created another one of my own. And I said, when I wake up, whether I go to work or not, I say, I'm offering my gift to the world. Happy day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know,
I think it's in one of our books. What does it say, Arshwini? Hello, life, I'm available. Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
hello, life.
That's exactly
I'm
it.
I'm available. Yeah, I'm here.
Yes. Yes.
Use me.
Yes, that's it.
Yep. All right.
Yes.
Well, you go happy and
yes.
and enjoying, right? Because again,
yep.
That's a gift we can always share. Whatever else we have, we can always share joy and appreciation.
Yes. Happy day.
All right.
Go happy.
Oh, happy day. Go happy. Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks, Linda. And that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry. Our assignment for today, do your daily practice, whether you feel like it or not. Practice ignoring any voice of resistance, especially I don't want to and I don't feel like it. Record and listen.
And if you struggle over that, get the book, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
All
Thank
right.
Thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Tomorrow.
Go happy.